Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Alive and Message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. If you have any question about the lesson, we'll do our best in the Lord Jesus to ask it for you. If you have any comments, we ask you to limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes on the comments. And if you call in to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages that the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. And for those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your questions over the air, contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com, and I will get that information to you as well. So, once again, this is Sunday. For those of you who follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know it's the full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee on this Sunday. And as we await for my brother to come on, I just want to take this opportunity once again to thank God for all of you that are listening to this broadcast today. May the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to shout out to those of you listening here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to you, Canada. Ireland, welcome. Welcome, the Netherlands. I want to, United Kingdom, I want to welcome you. And Japan, I see that you have come back on the list, so I want to welcome you also. And to every country that I have not named, I want to welcome you to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. On this Sunday, the full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee. Amen. And once again, we are very grateful for our brother coming on the broadcast to give the word of God to those of you that are listening. Amen. So we praise our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And remember, don't forget, meditate on the word that your understanding may open concerning the work that the Lord has for you to do. It's very important. Do not let anyone take you away from studying the word of God. The word of God is your food for your spirit. Amen. And without it, you would not be able to stand in the last days what we're about to encounter. Amen. And these things is not over with, people. There are other things yet ahead that we're going to face. And the only way we're overcoming is with Jesus Christ, our Lord. There's no other way we're going to be able to overcome what we're going to face in this upcoming time without the word of the Lord abiding within us. Amen. So, hey, take this time right now that you got to get in the word of God and get it in your spirit. But there's also going to come a time, too, they're going to want to take away these Bibles. Amen. So let me pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Shalom, shalom. Amishka, brother. Yeshua, Mashiach, he is Lord and Messiah, soon coming King. One we call in our language, English, the Lord Jesus Christ, Yahweh's only begotten, whom we call Jehovah in English. God of Abraham,
Amen.
Isaac, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the world, family in heaven and earth is thanked. Hey. This is a blessed day. This is a day given to us because it's meant to be a blessing from the Most High and a blessing to those that hear and obey. Now, since it's sisters, women's, handmaidens, night and time, it's a good time that all parts of the body chosen, and members of the body of Christ, the redeemed, various types of people, and God gave them special talents. Everyone that's in the body of Christ, born again, has a special talent, natural talents and spiritual talents. So exercising that spiritual authority and revelation of truth, and the wisdom of life from the natural side God has revealed much about our living on this earth as human beings. And I want to thank God for today, especially he has preserved me, kept me alive, and mostly well. And I'm grateful. Thank God he preserved my immediate family. I'm grateful. And people around me, in my immediate surrounding, but some are leaving the earth and passing from this life, and we're hopefully to a better life in the New Jerusalem. But we're grateful today that we're breathing and living and having our reasonable health and strength, and that we're able to share the everlasting gospel. We acknowledge Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, the everlasting gospel, and the hope that we have in the risen Christ, who is at the right hand of the Father, interceding in our behalf. Hebrews 7:25. Now, if the sisters are on, it's sharing time, it's testifying time, it's singing time, praying time, believing time, commanding time, healing time, prophetic time. It's the time of joy and victory. Because the Lord God has decreed that we should know no defeat. Even though defeat would occur, he has planned no defeat. He planned no defeat in our lives. But they will come, and they have come, but we recover from temporary setbacks. But he has not planned or a purpose for any of his covenant people that they should know defeat. Some defeats or failures always come in paths that we have not learned the words and the will of God more perfectly. But once we walk, we can walk free. Now, Moses, the prophet of Israel, prophet, when he met face to face with the living Yahweh, the eternal God, the Creator, from that time on, he walked without any real oppression. That is to mean that his 40 days in his presence of the living God, and 40 days without any human earthly substance in his body, he lived in his presence for 40 days. When he went back to receive the law again in Mount Sinai, he was in the presence of the most eternal Creator for another 40 days, and he had no human substance. 40 years he lived without any oppression, sickness, disease, or anything. It did not come nigh him. Thank God for showing us that. I want to say, as we continue today, that the Lord intends for us to live long, prosperous, and be in health, and live a whole, complete, total, victorious life over all the curses that came because of Adam in the earth. Sin, iniquity, rebellion caused all this evil. And sickness and disease is a curse. It's not a blessing. It doesn't come from God. It calls because we don't listen to the living God. We don't heed his voice or his ways, then we suffer. The law is broken. And when the laws of God are broken, the counsel, it releases certain things and gives Satan the legal right to afflict and to kill and often to destroy. We were talking about the redeemed covenant and whether all these afflictions and plagues that are led upon the earth, and the Lord talks about the plagues that will come upon the earth in the latter days especially, but the Lord Jesus said, we shall be preserved in health, and we shall walk and live long, prosperous, healthy, overcoming life. And as we walk in the light, as the light is revealed, we should shine brighter and brighter. Now, you'll notice in the Old Testament, in Psalms 105, I think it is, that Israel, for 40 years, when they're being led to the promise, out of bondage and out of slavery and out of the yoke on the African people had them in slavery in Egypt for 450 years. When they broke free, is a type, Moses was a type of Christ delivering them from all the yokes and the bondage of sin and death and oppression. When Christ came, the thing which was typified in the Old Testament became a full reality, because when Christ fulfilled that completely to redeem us from every curse of the law and the curse of Adam, Galatians 3. Now, what are the curses that came because of Adam and because the law of righteousness came to convict us? Israel is chosen people for that set time to reveal to the world and all nations, make known to the living, eternal creator and redeemer and Messiah to Israel, was revealed through these people. And he gave a mouth-to-mouth, hand-to-hand through the prophets, a covenant that will be his chosen people because of Abraham's faith. One man's faith. But chose his descendants to be a special people unto him in all the earth. And he made a covenant about life, about their living, their dwelling, their community, their social aspects, and their relationship with him and with all the nations about. And he said, you are a separate, you are a holy people unto the living God. Your pure people have been chosen. Therefore, sanctify yourself, separate yourself. You're called out to be mine, mine only. And you are the light to reveal to the nation that my name is Yah, the eternal God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I will reveal myself through you to the nations of the earth, and I will make you an example, and I'll give you laws that's different from all the nations. And I will be God, and you will be my children. And you will reflect and demonstrate what Adam lost in sin, that I'm bringing to all the world who are yet in darkness to come out from under the curse, from the blindness of serving false gods. Now, Israel was given a covenant. And one of the covenant was concerning their living long and prosperous and being health, free from all the sickness and diseases that was among the nations of the earth. He told them that prosperity was in their land, in their family, and all that they did, he said he would bless. And you read this in Deuteronomy, beginning at verse chapter 26 to 32, he made a covenant. And he said with Israel, if you walk according to my covenant and my voice and my leading, I will lift all the curses and all the oppression and all the diseases and poverty. Your land shall be blessed, your children, your wives, your family, the air you breathe, the water you drink, the life you live shall be under my blessed covenant, free from the plagues that was among the nations, the Gentile nations, the pagan nations. You are a peculiar people, he called them. You are my peculiar people in the earth. Now we get down here to the Old Testament, because Israel broke the covenant continually, and they eventually, because of their idolatry and rebellion, they were scattered into all the earth. Now here comes Jesus, the Christ. He makes a new covenant, but Israel's covenant was a temporary covenant. But he said, I'll make an everlasting covenant. And that was when his son would come into the earth. He would bring in the permanent everlasting covenant, because he will now dwell in man, not just with man. In Israel, he dwelt among them, but he did not dwell in them. He only dwelt with the priest, the high priest, and the prophets. Now listen, when John in the New Testament, the apostle says, I would above all things that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now ask your question, what did the law that he gave to Israel concerning their life has to do with their well-being? What does the Lord of life gives us laws to live free from and free in, and to be a special people, be delivered from all the curses that's upon mankind and earth? Now, you ask yourself, as you were thinking about your relationship, father relation with the eternal God, father and son relation, what would he will to his children and give his children because they have his covenant, born-again children? When we are born again in John 3:16, we are begotten again, begotten from the sin curse, begotten back unto the Father through Jesus Christ, because we are made alive, spiritually alive, through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Now, John, the beloved apostle, says, I would above all things be right to the church. I would above all things. So today we are plagued with many things in the earth, and many Christians are suffering from many things. Is it possible that Jesus, when he says, I came to redeem you from the curse, Galatians 3, when Christ died, he came to redeem us. What did he come to redeem us from while we live in this earth? And what was the gift he given us after we leave the earth? Is the sisters out there yet?
No. Well, we got Sister Stella on. Got Sister Stella.
God bless.
Okay, I can hear you a little better, like you're way in the kitchen.
I don't know what's the problem with my phone. I don't know what's wrong with that phone. Sometimes it just cut off.
Well, we're going to have to call to Mr. Trump and him to send you a new phone. Yeah, he can send his network and have brother prophesying and preaching unto the whole world on his network. That'd be great.
Yeah,
would that be okay for the day? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
For a miracle that Brother Nate is giving his word in due season, teaching and declaring, proclaiming the everlasting gospel brought, restored by the angel Elijah in these last days. And so, we need to go to every nation, every boundary.
Amen.
We have a command that this gospel must go. And God has provided a way. But we got
Amen.
To live long enough. We must live long enough to clear it anyway. So
Amen.
We don't have time to be getting sick and oppressed.
Amen.
I think he made us, recreated us in Christ. When you become a new creature in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, you become a new creation. New creation in Christ.
Amen.
A recreated new spirit and new heart. So he wants us to live long enough to show the world that Christ
right.
is the life of life, that the gospel
Amen.
Is the way, that the blood redeems
Amen.
Us. He wants us to demonstrate, so he wants the saints to live long enough to do that, right?
Amen.
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 So when you don't have nothing else to do, you can get sick, feel sorry for yourself, but we too busy to feel sorry for ourselves. We got a job to do.
Amen.
We don't have time
Amen.
To be fainting and being sorry and being sick. Amen. Lord, we don't have time to be getting sick.
Amen.
That's their job. That's the wicked.
Amen.
That's their job. That's not our job. We came to be free to declare
Amen.
The wonderful works of the living God. So,
Amen. So true.
Hallelujah. Sickness and disease and plagues.
Mm-hmm.
We know the wonderful things he did. You know that For 40 years, the Israel was on its way to the promised land. There's not a feeble one among them. Now, when I read that, and he was able to preserve them under that cloud of glory, and they walked for 40 years under that cloud, under that glory cloud. It's called the glory cloud. And there was not a sick or feeble one among them. And wait a minute. Now, hold on. How can they see? Hold on.
Don't you? Amen. It's true.
It was not a feeble one. Not a weak one.
Among them.
And as long as they walk under that cloud by fire by night and day and night, under the glory of God, which was the presence and the mighty power of God, there was no sickness, no disease overtook them.
Amen.
But when they got hard-headed and rebellious, began to get stupid and all that kind of stuff, and rebel against the Most High, that's when Satan and God permitted things to come among them.
Amen.
Can you imagine them for walking 40 years and one pair of shoes?
I'm telling you.
Oh, no.
Amen.
Their shoes didn't wear out. Their clothes didn't still wear out. Now, wait a minute. I got some clothes that they really fiber and they can last a long time, but I think the clothes that the anointing of God was so powerful that their clothes did not decay. Their shoes did not wear out. That's a miracle.
Amen.
They were walking under such a condition with the living God that it said for 40 years.
Amen.
I wonder that when the kids began to get older, the shoes began to get expanded. This is automatic. when the kids' feet begin to grow, the shoes begin to grow. They begin to walk in miracle shoes and miracle clothes.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that no decay, and he was trying to demonstrate it. He's trying to show us something.
Amen.
Until they got rebellious
and
hard-headed
and
stubborn.
Amen.
Okay. In the New Testament, I want us to read a scripture. If God wants us to live long lives, prosper, be in health and well-being, and prosper. He wants us to prosper in every way. Now, prosperity is not only talking about money, even though most people think prosperity is only talking about money. When they think of it, they think only of money, but that's not the only thing that he says he wants us to prosper in. But he did say that he would destroy poverty among them, and that no one would go hungry or have need. Do you know that Israel did not have to beg other nations for food or nothing as long as they walked in under his glory? He had to ask for nothing, but nations had to come to them. He said, I'll make that you shall not borrow, but they you shall lend. Now, he said, I will bless you, Israel, as long as you remember. He said, you will not have to borrow anything. Isn't that something?
Amen.
I don't have to go to the bank or the National Bank to borrow anything. Israel did, he said, other nations will have to come, but you will not have to borrow anything from them.
Amen.
And that's pretty good, isn't it?
Amen.
Because worry and anxiety is one of the most dreaded things that causes disease and disruption in your body and your mind.
Amen.
More people are dying from anxiety and heart attacks and strokes than ever before.
Amen. So true.
So what do you mean? We can walk worry free.
Amen.
Do you think that God meant for you to walk in such assurance and peace that you're worry-free?
Yes, he can.
Yes.
You know that he meant for us to walk in peace and be not dismayed. He said to Joshua, be not dismayed. That's the one when he got to the river and he saw them giants and all them giants, and he said, well, listen, Joshua, this is the first thing I want you to understand. Take this people over, but you can't take them over to the new life. They can't go over to the land, new life. He said, listen, Joshua, be not dismayed.
Amen.
Do not be dismayed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Be not anxious. Listen to what he said. Be of good courage.
Amen.
Be of good courage.
Yes.
Be not dismayed.
Amen.
Be not afraid.
Amen.
The greatest harm to human beings now is fear and worry.
Amen. That's so true. Amen.
Everybody has been acquainted with fear and worry.
Amen.
Can you show me a human being that has not been introduced to it?
Amen.
Most everyone has known what anxiety and fear creates into your mind and your body. Whenever fear,
I'm
not talking about the fear of God. I'm talking about the, I'm talking about the tormenting fear about life and worry. It loses something into your body and into your mind. While you, whenever Jesus appeared, or an angel appeared, they said, fear not. You ever wonder why when an angel of God appeared, or Jesus appeared, he said, be not afraid, fear not. Be not afraid, fear not.
Yes.
Because all the other stuff comes from the devil.
Amen.
So just worry and fear will release depression upon you just worrying about money and bills.
Amen.
Or your children, or your household, or your husband, or your family. Just worry.
Yeah.
Worry negates faith. Worry stops faith from working.
Amen. So true. So true.
They can't be compatible. They can't walk together.
Amen.
No, fear and faith can't walk together. One of them got to go.
Amen.
Amen.
And we have to, it's our choice, Jesus said. You know, it's our choice, and this is what the gospel says. My peace I give unto you, John 14.
Mm-hmm.
Not as the world around you are seeking peace or what they're relying upon. But my peace I give unto you.
Amen.
Not as the world of people about you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, let not your heart be troubled or afraid.
Amen.
Now, what has this to do with your long life and being well-being? Because it creates a place where the Lord cannot work a release because of you negate him by fear or worry instead of releasing the faith.
Yeah.
Oh, so let's see. They are still wondering when you go to the hospital that your mind is in a certain state. You know they can't operate on you. They tell you they cannot operate on you. Because your mind is in such a state, you will not survive the operation.
Amen.
You ever heard, anybody heard of that?
Amen.
They have to get your mind in such a state where they can give you a certain surgery. Because they know from experience, you will not, most likely will not survive.
Amen.
What is the reason that God wants us to live long and prosper, be in health? What do you think? First reason, it brings glory to him, and it speaks to the world.
Amen.
It brings glory to God, and it speaks to the world.
Amen.
It's a testament to those outside here.
Amen.
Now, Adam brought the covenant. The law reveals what unrighteousness is in order to bring us under the covenant of righteousness in Christ. Right now, God said, live. Now, here's the thing. Jesus, in the New Testament, I want us to read this scripture in Hebrews 8, verse think it is. I think it's Hebrews chapter 8 and 6. Here we go, move over into the new covenant, the New Testament of Christ. Hebrew what? 8 and verse 6, I think it is.
Yeah, it is.
Uh-huh.
Somebody read, please.
But now has he attained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises.
Now here, this is talking about the blood, what the blood of Jesus paid for, the life of Jesus. He says that under the new covenant, the new believers in Christ, in the Messiah, mm-hmm. are under a, what, three things. What are the three things? Contrary to what is the contrary to the Old Testament, mm-hmm. we're just talking about the Old Testament, what he promised, if they walk in. But he says over here in the New Testament, what did he say?
A more excellent ministry.
Mm-hmm. Hey, wait a minute, stop there. Hold on. Let's let go. One, a most excellent ministry.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Number two, what?
Mm-hmm. The mediator of a better covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Two, Jesus is the mediator of a better covenant.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Number three.
Mm-hmm.
Which was established upon better promises.
Yeah.
Better promises.
Mm-hmm.
What Jesus' life, redemption, and sacrifice bought for us and restored us and for all mankind. A better promises. Is that promises?
Yes. Promises.
Promises.
Now, what are we missing over here in the New Testament here? And looking back at the Old Testament, what he promised them.
Mm-hmm.
A better sacrifice. A better sacrifice was made. No goats, no bulls, no heifers.
Amen.
But a better sacrifice produced better promises.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the mediator of this? Who's the lawyer? Who's going to advocate this for us? Jesus the righteous.
Amen.
Christ the righteous. Now, what do you think about this? Comparing as you go back, I was reading, they did a study, and have been doing studies on people around the earth, why some people in live long and free from most of all the industrial diseases that we are afflicted with in the Western world. Now, when they found these two sets of people, they studied them. They wanted to know why they lived longer, free from a sickness and disease, and their lives, their culture, seemed to be congenial and healthy. And why they live so long, free from all of the diseases of the affliction that's upon the modern world. When they studied, they found these two group of people lived longer than anyone they know upon the earth. Some of their average age was 105. That's the average. That's not that long age. That's just the average age.
Mm-hmm.
The average age is over 100 and 105 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to know what kind of diseases they have. They don't know anything about the diseases that we have. They didn't know anything about it because they didn't have them. They only had one little problem. Now and then they had a little sniffer. You know, like they have a little sniffle or cold. Something. That's the only thing they had.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait a minute now. Mm-hmm. Are we not smarter and wiser living in a technology, scientist, world civilized world? Why are we being afflicted so? Then they had another group that lived longer called Japanese group called Okinawan, a small island in near Japan, Okinawa.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived, their basic lives was, you know, 100 years and up to 140. They had people live up to 160, I think the oldest, 200 and stuff like that. So why are not the people of the New Covenant not reaching some of this? Because what is it? I turn it over to y'all.
Well, we do have more technology, and supposedly due to the things that we know, for instance, the coming of the messenger now, that we have more and supposed to be wiser, we are not laying hold on these things or using these things. You know, one thing is that things are handed down from generations, and not the good things, because back in the old days, for instance, like you would come together around the dinner table and things and discussed and passed on. These days, it's rare even to get the family together around the dinner table. And can you hear me? Yeah.
No, you cut off.
Oh, okay. So therefore, we're not taking advantage of the information, the things that are being passed down. We're not taking advantage of these things, and we are not heeding the law of God. Matter of fact, we have, under tradition, a lot of families have actually, you know, they do not honor God. In the family system, God is not there. So therefore, the traditions that they are learning and obtaining from the family, they are carried down through the family. And the law of God was broken, and it is still broken today. And that's why, as the brother was talking yesterday about, it was a commandment. The commandment, we are not keeping the commandments of God. As he was talking about how the Lord commanded Noah about the seven, you know, the good animals and the bad animals to put them on the ark, that we are not laying hold and following the law of God. We're not following it. So therefore, we are open to all of these things that started from the beginning, that sicknesses came to this earth by one man, Adam, and that's what we are going through now.
Okay. Now,
yeah.
He commanded us in the Word of God and the Gospel. Remember Jesus said in John 10, I come that you might have life.
Mm-hmm.
I come that you might have it more abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people, they don't understand when he said, I come that you have eternal life. I give you spiritual life and your spirit is life. But he said something else. I didn't come just to give you the gift of eternal life, and I dwell in you only. But while you live, I will give you the abundant life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Abundant life.
Mm-hmm.
Abundant. Now, when he said that, you remember when Jesus came to the earth and he did the will of the Father? The Bible says in 10th chapter, he went everywhere healing all that sick and oppressed of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how was he revealing the will of what God was from the beginning? He went around and he healed all that was sick and oppressed of the devil. Now, if you read in the Matthew's 4, it gives you a glimpse of the ministry and calling of Jesus, which represents the will of the Father, and this is the good news. They brought unto him in the evening time, in the 8th chapter of Matthew, verse 16, at the evening time, and son with that, they would bring these people line up from all around at his door. I mean, they would line up like everywhere, coming from. And he said in 8th chapter of Matthew, and he healed them all and cast out many devils. Now, I don't know how long he did this every day. but they broke with us. They lined mm-hmm. up everywhere. And why did mm-hmm. Jesus say, well, my father gave you this for good luck and make you pray and put these affliction and these sorrows and these plagues and these disease and these infirmities on you so to make you be a better Christian? Well, did he tell them that? No, the Bible says he healed them all and delivered them whole and cast out many devils. Now, if that was the will of God, why would he go and contradict the will of God by healing all that came to him and delivering them and setting them free? So people got the idea that this is the will of God, this is the way it's supposed to be. I thought Jesus was exemplifying what the true will of the Father was. He was on earth and said, I'm going to show you the way. I am the way. I'm going to show you the way. John 14, I'm going to show you the way, God. And everyone that really came to oppress, you know what he said to the fifth chapter of Mark when the Israel woman rubbed, why did she get the idea that Jesus wanted her well and healed? She found out Jesus and searched him out. Why did she get that idea? Why did she hear such a thing? And she searched him out and went through the crowd and the issue of blood. She had a bleeding cancer, a leukemia, whatever you call it. And she said because it was unlawful for a woman to touch a rabbi. You know that. It was unlawful in that day. So she said, I'm going to touch this rabbi. And I heard about Jesus. The Bible says she heard about him. So what did she hear? That what was she hearing the report and made her come to Jesus? And Jesus said, by faith, go in peace. Go in peace. Mark chapter 5. Go in peace. Daughter, go in peace. Thy faith has made thee whole. Thy faith has made you whole. So we just say that our faith in Christ has have a lot to do with making us whole also. He said your faith. But that's not the only thing that God give us for help. So, anybody else about living long? Why are those people in the Hunzas and the Akanoas living so long than us Christians over here who are supposed to be smarter? What are your three things that Christians are ignoring or doing incorrectly that can have effect upon their life of living long and well? What do you think the three things? If you don't know what they are, we'll continue to be afflicted, you see. If we don't know what's causing it, that's why the word of God is given to us to give us insight. The truth, the word is the light and lamp to man. The word of God is to give you insight on everything. It's the light and the lamp to man. So if you don't know what the cause is, we'll keep having the same problem. We'll live shorter lives, afflicted lives, oppressed lives, emotional lives. We'll be traumatized. We'll be dying from anxiety, dying from oppression, dying from worries, despair. We'll be having emotional breakdowns, anxiety. We'll have heart attacks and stroke for looking for fear. And then we'll be eating ourselves into an early grave. And then our society teaches us that you should eat three meals a day. See, all of this stuff, you got to get some wisdom. And the first thing, well, you got to eat three meals a day. No, that's not God's diet. No, that's not God. That's American diet. So you got to eat meals a day. And it depends on the type of meals you eat that has give you life to your body. Do you know your body is made of 108 elements that come out of the earth? If you do not give your body those elements that your body is made of, your body is not going to maintain its health. Did you know that?
Amen. So,
if you don't give back the body, the flesh, that keeps us alive and healthy. And when God says, listen, I won't give you the laws of long life, and I'm going to start with the physical and the emotional and the spiritual because they work hand in hand, because you are body, spirit, and soul. So he dealt with the laws of the spirit, and he worked it down and said, now here's the laws concerning your health and your physical life and body and emotion. I got some animals, and they're not made for human consumption. But the animals are good, and they have a good purpose for being in this earth, but they're not made for you to eat them.
Yeah. Amen.
Everything has a good purpose, but if you do it for the wrong purpose, then you have wrong results, right?
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So right now, I feel like I want to go out and eat a dead crow or rat because it's all good. Well, then some saints pray that all you got to do is pray over everything and everything is well. Well, I don't think so exactly go that way. But he did say to Israel, this is the best I'm going to give you. Why would the Lord specifically point out there are certain things in the earth concerning your eating and your mindset has to do with your long life? Your mindset, that your emotional state. Your emotional state, because doctors know now, when they give you a checkup, or are you having any trouble, or you're having any this or that, or they know now, they know exactly your mindset and your emotional state has to do with your health. That's why Jesus said, worry not and fret not. Neither be afraid, nor be fearful. But in that area, we kind of hard-headed disobedience because some people like to really worry. It's to get along without a good worry. We just have a stroke just because we can't have a good worry. We got to get a good worry in every day.
Yep.
Now, being concerned is a different thing. Having the spirit of being concerned about life and other people, that's a different thing. But going into a worry fit, it ties the hand of God. It ties the hand of Jesus.
Yeah.
So we got about 10 minutes left. So I want to, what do you think are the three deadly things that are keeping us, and you could give some advice to people or women or anywhere or anybody that may be hindering or causing afflictions or sorrow to come upon, and then there's plagues that are coming upon the whole world. All right. Anyone will take 3 minutes apiece, beloved?
Yeah. Well, the mindset is one thing that hinders us, as you said, our mind. And first of all, that we have broken all the laws that have been broken. But if we don't have a mind set on Christ Jesus, and, okay, the word, the Lord tells us in the word, you know, that we can study the word, meditate upon the word, and have this word written up on the tables of our heart, that when we need it, that it'll come up out of us like rivers of living water. It's the word, but we don't know the word, and we have broken the laws, and then we have this carnal mindset, and it hinders us from moving forward, because even as coming to Christ Jesus, we don't give all up. We don't tell flesh to get out of the way, to get back, and it hinders, the flesh hinders. And those are some of the things that we have to get past, your mind and your flesh.
Okay. Next question, please.
Okay, stress. You know, being up under a lot of stress, and like you were saying, Brother Lee, you know, it's our diet, the things that we consume, you know, into our body, because we desire, you know, to have those different things, and so we put them in there, and we break, you know, like the health laws, because I had like an experience one time. And, you know, and how the Lord began to tell me what to do because of this thing that had come up on my body. And as I did those things that he told me to do and changed my whole way of eating, and, you know, and it brought
like a natural healing to my body, you know, along with the word of God, was standing on his word and then abiding, you know, by the health law, those things that will cause life, you know, to come to my body, you know, and stress.
Okay. Natural
it have
healing.
A lot, and spiritual healing.
So God has given us natural healing and divine healing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
So, all right, then. All right, sister. Natural, divine healing God has given us to keep us long life and prosper and be free from. Okay. Sister?
Mm-hmm. Sister Stella, her call dropped, so she's not on.
Okay. All right, now. Divine healing is a greater part of our health and healing.
Mm-hmm.
But keeping well has to do with condition of our mind, our emotional state, what you let into your mind. Now, the other part is what you let into your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Two things, what you let in your mind to open and put into your body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you not know that as we close, the earth is under, the earth itself, the planet, the spirit is under a curse.
Yeah.
The ground is cursed. The water
mm-hmm.
is under curse. The air
yeah.
is under curse. So we are the redeemed. We are to walk on a different law of faith that is not to affect us in the same way as the unbeliever, because we have authority in the earth and we have wisdom. So because wisdom and faith and authority, what we eat and what we plant is for to be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
The curse is on the ground, and the curse is all over the earth, practically. Only
yeah.
a few places that they command it to be blessed. Those are called what Christians who call the bless the land, bless my food, my growth, bless the things that I put in my mind and in my body and in my health. And I am redeemed. I'm redeemed. Even if you don't have but a little food, you can redeem that little food and make it a
mm-hmm.
blessing to your life.
Amen.
Even if you have something that's not correctly, naturally, you can command a blessing upon that and sanctify it. Now, if you want to go out and eat you a good, healthy crow or buzzard, I would not advise you to do it. I think you wait for a bird or a pigeon or something like that. Amen. So, let's be wise and live long and prosper, even our souls. Because God wants to bring glory to the earth. He wants us saints to teach the earth. They are the light to the nation, and they'll teach the earth by their example and their words. Lord, help me to live long to glorify you in spirit and body and mind. I want me to have a healthy body and a mind that stayed on you, that I can bring light and truth to the nations and all those around me. In Jesus' name. Now, if you want Christ in your life, you can call upon Jesus right now. Wherever you are in every nation, trouble is going, sorrow is great. You can call upon the Lord. He's the life giver. And if you call upon him to come and live in your life, and say, here I am, Lord, bring life, hope, and salvation. I believe that Jesus died and rose for my sins and lift me from the curse. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you wherever you are. We want to hear from you. We have letters or whatever instrument. Let us know how you're doing.
Amen. And we thank the Lord for another blessed broadcast. We thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget, we have two more broadcasts tomorrow, one at 4:30 and one at 7 o'clock. Look for the advertisement then. So once again, we're grateful for the Lord for this opportunity to bring the word of God to you. As for Brother Lee, as for Brother Nate, with Sister Anderson, Sister Teague, we love you all. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
You got this prayer.
God bless.